guys watch film, does this give you a renewed sense of your value or your ability or just to win a game like that?
It's always a good thing to go out and win a game like that. The teammates, the team, you know, picks up spirits. You know, we don't really want to say that down, but you get bogged down in the season when you lose a couple games, and it just picked us back up, you know, kicked us off for the rest of the season.
Did you ever get to a point if you wondered if it was ever going to happen, you know, win a big game like that?
I mean, not at all. You always expect to win when you go into a situation like that. So I was just ready, as well as the team, to go in there and take one away from them.
How hard is it to keep believing, though, Greg, when you lose a game like Wake, a game like Vanderbilt? Does that wear on you at all as a team?
I mean, it's always tough to go into any environment and lose a game and just come out and go back to get ready for the next week, but we just kept our heads up and try to stay rejuvenated and get ready.
The flip side of that, is there danger in believing you've arrived and not paying the proper attention to South Carolina?
Always. I mean, Coach put a big emphasis on that, you know, telling the team you need to get ready right now for South Carolina. That's in the past. Florida, and now we got to get ready for next week.
Were you surprised how quickly you were able to get back? At least it looks like close to 100% out there.
I mean, it was it's a miracle, you know. Tim and his staff just worked with me a whole lot and just got me back as fast as they could, and it turned out to be quicker than I was expected.
Are you feeling any pain? What's it like in game days now?
I mean, you know, they wrapped me up pretty good, and it's really when the drill against the floor, they don't really feel anything at all.
Did you realize you had that right tackle shaking his head every time you came in again?
I don't know, sir, not at all. I just try to stay focused on Tebow.
I mean, but did you realize you kind of had him?
I mean, you know, I was just trying to play my moves.
What have you developed any extra moves since last year or anything? You know, how have you gotten better?
Really, I just came out there and try to refocus on what I was doing last year and get back into the same, you know, groove that I was in and try to get back from this injury, basically.
How much does 30 pounds extra help you?
Well, it's distributed, you know. Our strength staff make sure it's not just all in one place. It's well distributed throughout my body, and it's just working for me right now.
Kind of like what Chuck said, not about specifically the Florida guy, but when you know you've got somebody, like a matchup that you know you can dominate, what's that like? I mean, the confidence, you know, how does that feel when you know every play you can get that step on them?
It just makes it easier for you to plot your next move, for you to come off the ball a whole lot faster. It makes the game a whole lot easier for a defensive end in general.
Do you notice when opponents get frustrated because they can't block you?
Yes, sir. You can always tell when somebody gets frustrated. You know, when you get in their head, when you're making more plays, when their whole team is down and the morale is down, and it just wears on the whole team as a whole.
Did you sense that, Greg, among their offensive line?
Yeah, for a while, you know, because Perret was coming in, Kentrell Locke was in the backfield, Chris Bowers in the back. We were all in the backfield, and they were just getting tired and bogged down and worn down and frustrated with us.
Did you sense that they were out of rhythm in the third quarter? It looked like a couple of those turnovers were maybe the result of cumulative hits.
I mean, I can't really say. I wasn't just focused in on that, but I think they were playing a little bit slower, a little bit more confused.
Do you like this rotation that Tracy Rocker's got going right now?
Yes, sir. It keeps everybody fresh, keeps everybody ready to go, and everybody playing the best of their ability.